Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today it is my honor to interview a friend who is also a very respected author named Francis Frangipane. He has written many, many books. It is my privilege to publish a couple of them, and he's in the office today. So we brought him into the podcast studio so that we could talk to him about holiness, truth, and the presence of God, which is probably his most well-known book. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor to hear from Francis Frangipane.
That tiny two-letter word, if, it's the hinge on the door of possibilities. Some of us are stuck in the if-onlys and if I would've, if I could've. And our life is measured by regret. But God can turn our ifs and our regrets into a what-if attitude, a faith that looks forward to the future with holy confidence. You know, there's 1,784 ifs in the Bible. The most significant, if God is for us, who can be against us? Let me ask you that today as you're listening. If God be for you, who can be against you? Who could be against your dreams and your hopes and all that it is that God has promised you? It's a game changer. God is always on our side, every day, in every way. You can find the book, If, at ifbook.com. It's published by the Baker Publishing Group. I really hope you get a hold of this book and stop using the word if in your life and start thinking about now. The If Book. .com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
Well, welcome back and welcome to you, Francis Frangipane. We have been friends for a long time. Can you remember when we first met?
I remember seeing you in Iowa and visiting with you in Iowa, and that must have been 25 years ago.
Probably it was. But somehow I knew you before that or we wouldn't have made the trek. And, you know, I first knew you from your books. Mm-hmm. And probably Holiness, Truth, and the Presence of God was the first one that I read, although to be real honest, I can't remember because I read so many books, but it touched me deeply as it has so many people. And why do you think that that book has ministered to so many people, maybe even more than the other books that you've written?
Well, the book itself is a study on how God gets into the heart, how he touches us. We give our life to the Lord. We pray, maybe with a pastor or a friend, and we give our life to Jesus. We start coming to church. And what's happening to us is, without realizing it, we're being taught on how to have church. We're not necessarily being taught on how to relate to God, but we're learning how to clap on time, and we're learning how to respond to words of the songs, when they take offering, what does that mean? It becomes like a religious mask that we put on when we're in the building. And then we leave and we're not singing all the time. We're not clapping. In fact, we think like our confession seemed a little artificial. We think it's too rote and we're learning, but we're not really breaking through into God, into the presence of God.
You said confession. What do you mean by confession?
Well, you know, we sing the songs, we say, somebody says, praise God, and we say, yeah, praise God, brother, and that confession of our faith, and it's a real faith, but it's the beginning of what is to come. And we create this mask, this religious mask, that kind of lives on the surface of us, but it doesn't really get to our heart. And just like Paul was on the road to Damascus when the Lord appeared to him, confronted him, so the Lord has to confront us on our road. He has to demask us. He has to get just the superficial version of us out of the way so we can work on our heart, so that he can get to our heart. Because out of the heart flow the issues of life. Out of the heart, it's who we really are. We have like this little ambassador of me. And that ambassador, he represents us, but he's not really us, if that makes sense. So everything is about the study of the heart and how God prepares it for his glory and how he has to put some things to death and to bring other things to life. And so, you know, the theme of the book, Holiness, Truth, and the Presence of God, we think of holiness as a list of things to do or not do and But holiness, real holiness, is the sum of all God's attributes. And it comes from Christ dwelling in us, where his actual presence is in us, and his actual word speaks to our inner person. And we can be guided, and we can know him. The Bible says, the sheep know my voice. And so we can actually know the Lord in a way that's more than just keeping rules and organizing our doctrines correctly. Those are fine. To have that is good, but it's not what satisfies us. What satisfies us is to actually know the presence of God and to be able to walk with him.
You've talked about holiness, which you're right, we think of it as a list of do's and don'ts, going all the way back to the holiness movement, and some churches call themselves holiness. It's not a word that's really in vogue anymore, especially in our secular culture. Yeah. But how does that relate to truth, and how does it relate to the presence of God?
Well, the whole idea of truth, the spirit that we receive when we're born again, the name or the nature of that spirit is the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth. The Greeks didn't have another word for truth that was different than their word for reality. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of reality. He shows us our need. He exposes what's wrong in us. But he does that not to condemn us, but to transform us, to excavate our heart of our old ways of thinking. And that confrontation with truth, you know, it's easy to be false. It's harder to be true. The path is narrow, but the path unfolds into the presence of God if we stay loyal to the truth. If we will ascend the hill of the Lord, who can ascend that hill? He says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who's not lifted his soul to falsehood, he shall stand in the holy place. And so the truth makes a way for the presence of God. It shows us what has to be repented of, be excavated, cut out of us. But it's not to leave us barren and empty. It's that now we surrender this openness that we finally have. We surrender it so that it becomes a throne where Christ can dwell.
I know a little bit about your background and know how you pastored for many years in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It's, in my opinion, I'm an observer, of course, of the Christian community and have been for several decades. It's unusual for a pastor to have this kind of insight. What happened in your life that allowed you to see these deeper things and then to be able to communicate it so clearly?
Well, I think, honestly, the Lord probably went to a lot of people before he went to me. And then even in kind of tracking me down, and I pastored for 7 years in Detroit. And through a set of circumstances, I left the ministry for about 3 years. And in that time, you know, we had five kids, and we had a foster child, and I made like $6,000 a year. We were destitute. And every day, Steve, I would pray. I was lonely for God. I was lonely to know where my place was in God, because having been a pastor, it was kind of all that I knew to do. But my life was trapped in this wanting to know, God, what do you want of me? What do you want of me? I used to take my little guitar. We lived in this farmhouse in Iowa, and we had a wood burner stove. And I would open the door on that wood burner and get the fire going, and I would pick up the guitar, and I would sing, and I would worship God. But the theme of everything I was doing was, God, what do you want from me? I had a part-time job fixing televisions. In my previous church, I used to preach against the television, and here I'm raising them from the dead. I couldn't have felt worse about myself.
That's funny.
It's not funny. It's sad, but it is funny in a way. But I just didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was. And I cried out constantly every day, Lord, what do you want of me? And I remember the day after about 3 years, I was standing in the pantry in this little farmhouse, and I said the same prayer, Lord, what do you want of me? What happened to me? What do you want of me? And the Lord, you know how those times are when the presence of the Lord comes right almost face to face with you. And that's what happened in that little pantry. His presence came right next to me, and he spoke, and he said, here's what I want. He said, love me where you're at. I said, Lord, I'm a television repairman. He said, love me where you're at. I said, Lord, is that all you want? He said, that's all I'll ever ask of you, is that you love me where you're at.
You know, that's so simple and so profound, and I think that it is an indication of what's in your books and why people connect with you. And I would encourage our listeners, if you've not read Holiness, Truth, and the Presence of God, it's available wherever Christian books are sold. Or, of course, you can get it online at Amazon.com or one of the other services. And I would encourage you to get it and to read it. I think that your life will deeply be touched, as mine has been and others has been. And I'm going to close by asking Francis Frangipane to just pray over our listeners and to wrap up this podcast.
Well, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace today, and we believe in you. We want to know you. But Lord, it's so hard to just to be aware of your presence, to know the ways of God, to know your heart. And Lord, I pray for everyone who's listening that they would know you, that they would learn the mystery and the wonder of abiding in you, of hiding in the secret place, that your presence, oh God, would go with us, and that you would give us rest. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you to Francis Frangipane for being with us on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Baker Publishing Group. To find out more about their new book called If by Mark Batterson, just visit ifbook.com. I want to spell that because it sounds odd. ifbook.com. The If Book by noted author Mark Batterson. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.